had a bump, though.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Something with 3780-3776. All right, so let me ask you this question. Man, if you'd have gotten Mac Jones under over, like, what was his under over? Like, draft pick, 13 or 8, whatever the case may be?
No, way higher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like 15 and a half.
15 and a half?
Patriots, yeah.
It, well, even after the Carolina Panthers news came out, it was still 15 and a half?
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, they only had it up for so long. So,
oh, it's not out anymore?
No, you can't now. It's too much wild stuff going on.
So, damn. So if you'd have gotten it at 15 and a half, you'd have a nice play right now.
You have a winner. Mac Jones is going third.
He's going third.
He's going third. I mean, I've heard that Kyle Shanahan helped talk Kyle Shanahan into it. I've heard San Francisco's front office wants Trey Lance, but the coach gets what he wants. You look at the trade, it was a very OB trade. To trade that many first-round picks to move up to get a game manager, basically? I mean, that's something OB would do where he's like, he didn't care about draft picks. I don't care. I just want who I want. Give me who I want. No idea, value.
Well, they're using 3 first-round picks on this kid.
Mm-hmm.
He better be really good.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really, really a lot.
It's a move like OB would make.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to know the truth.
That's more than Deshaun or Patrick Mahomes went for.
It's funny. You know who I was talking to on the phone earlier.
Yeah.
That guy said, and you know, he does stuff.
Not like stuff. Like
no, not like
girl, like stuff.
But he said, you know, his whole thing was they, number one, San Francisco, like I said, their front office, I think, likes Trey Lance a little better. But when the head coach
you know what? That's like hedging a little bit.
Well, no, that's I've heard that. That's not coming out publicly. I don't think it will come out publicly.
But he did say this. If Mac Jones plays like crap, it will.
Well, this is what he said. Yeah, because supposedly there's a snake in that building, too, I've been told. It's a guy that most people wouldn't know who he is, but I've heard they do have a snake in there. But I was also told, the same guy said, you know, it's going to be interesting because they're already getting a lot of blowback. They introduced it now, the concept now,
That
they could tell. But and they're already getting a lot of blowback. It'll be interesting if they can stand tall. But he brought up the same point that Dale brought up yesterday. He said, isn't it interesting that Kyle Shanahan has 4 wins, 6 wins, and a Super Bowl appearance? 3 of his 4 years have been 6 wins or less, but then he has that Super Bowl appearance. Now, obviously, there's injuries that have, you know, tainted some of those seasons for him, but the record is the record. 4-4-6 and then Super Bowl, and you're giving this guy the keys to the car with the personnel stuff. And the one thing, and he brought up, this guy also brought up a really good point. The one thing that brought his dad down, Mike Shanahan, the coach, was Mike Shanahan, the GM.
Yeah.
And what move did Mike Shanahan, the GM, make that ended up setting back his franchise? RG3. Moved up to number 2 for the RG3 trade, and it just didn't work out at all.
And gave up a ton,
and that was his last job, head coaching job.
Yeah,
was Washington. So it is interesting how this is playing out.
Yeah,
it's interesting. And you know, Chris Sims has something, keep in mind that who's his best tattoo buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Tattoo on the ankle buddy.
Yeah, they
Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. So when Chris Sims says something, he's also likely getting it from a very reliable source. So 49ers fans have been freaking out on me. They still are freaking out on me about, you can't even mention this, but I don't blame them. I'd be upset too, but I think this is what's going to happen. So good luck.
Yeah. I just wish I'd have gotten in on that under, because when the story came out about Carolina, he was an under 15 and a half in the draft slot.
Yeah, and he was going to go to Carolina. Joe Brady, I think Joe Brady likes him. And by the way, Shanahan's only pro day he's going to.
Yeah.
He's not going to Fields. He didn't go to
I thought Alabama Lance's. Already had their pro day.
This is the second one. This is his passing
Why?
Pro day. I don't know. Alabama's so kick-ass, they need 2 pro days, John. Sorry.
No, I don't know if you've heard,
You stay out of that lane too, pro day lane.
Yeah. Stay out of pro day lane and stay out of the college football lane. You stay in your golf lane.
The basketball team sucks.
Well, who? Alabama's?
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Sage Rosenfeld, and I bring up his name because apparently he has a connection with Shanahan, played under him, and maybe they're part of this quarterback collective group. Sounds like a cult that Sage is a part of. He tweeted at Jeff Schwartz on the 27th, San Francisco ain't drafting Mac Jones, period. And people gave that some credence because of his connection to Shanahan. But I don't know. Sage hasn't retracted, but if Shanahan's showing up at Mac Jones Pro Day and his alone, I don't know. Maybe Sage is wrong on this.
Here's what Chris Sims says.
Smoke. Maybe it's smoke.
22 hours ago, Chris Sims said, I'll be shocked if it's not Mac Jones, the 49ers. Does Sage Rosenfels have a tattoo that it has Kyle Shanahan's initials on it? Because this is a true story for those who haven't heard this story. And remember, this is when they were at UT, and we were making fun of Chris Sims at the time because he was the name, not Kyle Shanahan. Now it's Kyle Shanahan. It's Chris, Kyle Shanahan, and I want to say two other guys all got ankle tattoos of each other's initials on their ankles.
I thought it was three guys, and it's somebody famous too.
Well, Kyle Shanahan.
I'll
just do this. Kyle Shanahan, ankle tattoo, weird, terrible.
Here, just keep telling your story.
Kyle Shanahan.
They have ankle tattoos. Have two. Kyle Shanahan and
It is.
Somebody else is on.
Kyle Shanahan takes commitments to quarterbacks very seriously.
There's one more tattoo boy.
The Falcons offense coordinator linked with the 49ers head coaching vacancy has a tattoo dedicated to his quarterback at Texas in 02. The two became close friends when they played for Texas, and one evening they ventured to a tattoo parlor. Chris was dying to get a tattoo. When we get to the parlor, I was the only one who already didn't have one. I got one out of loyalty to my buddies. Phil Simms' reaction? Oh, my gosh. Who cares about Phil Simms' reaction? One day we're going to be going, man, that was a dumb moment when we went down there and got that done. Phil Simms, now a CBS analyst, told his son, yes, I've seen it, and it's still there, and he's got a picture of a Longhorn on his leg, too. It is what it is. They are good friends, says Phil Simms. It doesn't say who the other – it didn't say who the third player was. I know there was more than just those two.
There was. They said
probably Jackson Shipley or Jordan Shipley or one of those Shipleys.
I think that was before their time.
No, that was a different era.
Different.
It's probably a McCoy or a Shipley. One of those guys. Do you know Jackson Shipley? They're part of the Shipley Donut family.
That's a lie.
No, I
might
did not know
be.
That.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it might be.
Feels
true.
Like you made that up.
I don't think that's the truth.
I don't know if I made it up or if it might be true.
Yeah, I think you made it up, and it's not true. You heard it somewhere. It was out of your mouth.
Yeah,
that's where you heard it.
Yeah, the source is you.
Mm-hmm. Two of them and three other freshman players became fast friends, and it resulted in all of them getting the initials of each other.
Yeah, that's okay.
So there's five of them.
So they got the initials of each other person, or they picked someone who was most special.
No, all of them. The same tattoos.
Then they got a giant heart with the five
with all five initials
and a longhorn in the middle.
Man.
And a longhorn in the middle?
Probably. I know this. If a guy who's got a tattoo of another guy on his leg tells you that they're drafting Mac Jones, it's probably going to be that.
Texas is back, folks.
Well, these, does Sage Rosenfels have a tattoo of Kyle Shanahan?
No.
Okay.
Did he go to Iowa State or Texas?
I'm not listening to him. Does he have a Brock Purdy tattoo? No. So I don't want to listen to him.
No, he has a, what was the quarterback's name? Damn it. Little dude ran around, made plays. Number 15. Forgot his name. Sage's connection is, like I said, apparently they had that quarterback group together, so people think that means something. But it feels like the San Francisco 49ers used three draft picks to take good old Mac Jones. So Mac Jones is a top three pick. He's the potentially third best player in the country. Is that what we're saying? Is that what the 49ers believe?
Yeah. He's
worth three first round picks.
Awesome. I guess with all this smoke around Mac Jones, I guess it's going to be him. But we'll see. I mean, they've come up with a huge Trey Lance pick and third overall. There might be a lot of smoke. Who knows what's going to happen?
Thank you, Seneca Wallace. That was a quarterback I was talking about.
Yeah,
someone texted me. Seneca Wallace. Yeah.
Cool. Wide receiver at Seattle. Yep. Texans linebacker Zach Cunningham had $7.51 million of his 2021 base salary converted into a signing bonus, creating $5.6325 million in 2021 cap space. When we come back, the approach that it's interesting, read an article yesterday, and let's get your thoughts on the way that Nick Caserio is approaching this. We'll do that on the other side here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about Doc Linville. I want to talk about hair. I want to talk about, I mean, if you're watching on Twitch, you're like, of course you got hair. I mean, it's unbelievable, my long flowing locks. I have cut it in the back a little bit, so I don't have nearly the ducktail that I used to, but that's fine. I mean, my wife still loves it. She's like, it can't be better, and it's all because of Doc Linville. Did my wife love me before? Yeah, but not as much. If you don't have hair, she's not going to love you as much. It's just a fact. So if you're looking for, like, I mean, like Jackie, I'm sure Amber can't love him as much because he's bald. But that's
she could.
No, I doubt that. I mean, it's really difficult to love somebody that looks like
does
Jackie.
He do things? I mean,
I don't know what he. I have no idea what he does. But I do know this: if you're looking for hair and you want your wife to love you more, Doc Linville, 975hair.com. She will love you more with a better, nice, wonderful, flowing locks. 975hair.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Not going to go through all of the moves, and we're going to talk some Cougs basketball. Obviously, it's Cougs time. We spent multiple segments on it already, but we'll get back to it in just a little bit. It is the main story, Cougs in the Final Four. What a win last night. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's take a second to talk a little bit about the Houston Texans and freeing up more cap space. And the way that they have gone about it, just saw they signed Jordan Jenkins. They have re-signed, they got back to long snapper, who's been John Weeks, the greatest long snapper in NFL history. They re-signed him. But Dell and Lance had, I don't know, he had to go he's got NFL stuff that he is taking care of right now. The way that they're going about it, bringing in guys on one-year deals, sometimes a couple, bringing in veterans, some guys who haven't played all that well, so guys who are second phase and third phase free agents. They haven't done anything that you say, wow, look at that guy. Maybe Desmond King was a real nice signing, but it's a one-year deal. It's a one-year rental. Saw a piece yesterday it was by Rivers McConnell. He follows the Texans and does a really nice job. Arguing for young guys, undrafted free agents, arguing for young guys that are going to come in here and give them playing. If you're going to lose anyway, which they are going to do, even if you do win 4, 5, 6 games instead of 4 games like you did last year, 6 games, 7 games, you're not doing anything. Those guys are going to be gone. You're signing a lot of guys to one-year deals. All they're doing is out there auditioning for another team. The Texans are not a long-term answer for any good players, right? Especially right now with the Deshaun situation. What good free agents are going to come in here? Don't you want to play young guys? Don't you want to see if a guy, even if he can't play, you found out.
Well, you have an idea if you think they're good. I want to play. Here's the thing. This is Nick Caserio's first GM job. I don't think he wants to. You can be all about process. You can say that all you want. We know that there's a lot of pressure to win more quickly.
And not the first year, though.
Yeah, but I still think he'd rather have 5 wins than 2 wins. I still think none of these guys want to lose.
Not us.
We don't. But
what does 5 wins do for you?
Five wins is five times they get to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Like people, having a dad who's been there, that just for teams, they don't want
to
lose.
No, I get it that he wants to win. I get that. But for the long-term health of the organization, is that the way to go about it?
Winning is always the way.
Not if it's going to be a one-year rental on a lot of these guys.
Losing starts to lose a mentality. It doesn't even mean you're going to draft well. And the rentals are just a big part of the rentals because of this year, the way it's set up this year. Nobody wants a long-term deal in a COVID year with the salary cuts. No, everyone wants it with the new money.
Some guys have signed long-term deals, big names, but they're not doing that. I can certainly see the point. I mean, if they're going to lose anyway, I'd like to see if young guys can
play. Who are the players that you want to see?
Go get young guys. Go play your third round. Play Blacklock. Play Greenard. Play guys that you draft. Play undrafted free agents. What the hell's the difference?
What if Nick thinks they just what if he's watched them on tape? I think Blacklock is going to play. Greenard, we'll find out. I think he's still going to be a backup. I mean, they have Jordan Jenkins in and Shaq Lawson.
That's what I'm
saying.
Those
are starters. So Greenard, he may not like Greenard. We'll see. Greenard had a real bad wrist thing at one point when he was at Louisville. That I'm kind of curious. When I watched him on tape, I didn't think he really took people on with that wrist. I'm curious how that medical is on him.
Well, you're not going to find out if he's sitting there watching Shaq Lawson.
Yeah, I think you can still find out if he's on your roster. I mean, Shaq's there 1 year. That's not the end of the road.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. You can still get him. You can still get him reps.
I certainly see the argument that he made. And
well, who are the players he wants to see? Blacklock, I'm fine with. Isaiah Coulter, potentially, I'm fine with. No. I don't want to see Charlie Heck if I don't have to.
Well, but don't you, I guess. I mean, no, he's saying, well, how about leaving some space for undrafted free agents as opposed to middling guys that are not going to be here
next
year? Here's
what Rivers has to understand. A lot of these guys that they've signed are not going to make the team. They're not guaranteed for that much
money. Even the guys that are going to make the team are only going to be here a year.
Yeah, but if your undrafted free agents aren't as good as pro players, and they're not going to be, most of them won't be, you don't want a roster full of non-talented players. Like, undrafted free agents don't actually pan out very often. The numbers don't back that
right up.
So he's getting guys, like, he's trying to put a competitive team out there. That's his job. I understand what Rivers is saying, but this isn't a team that has young talent on the roster. This roster sucks.
None.
It sucks. That's a problem. I'm fine with the sentiment typically, but you're really only talking about Greenard, Blacklock, Coulter.
Lonnie Johnson.
Well, Lonnie's off the hook. He's off the chain this year.
No,
he's off the leash.
I know that.
So Lonnie's going to play. Lonnie played last year, but they really didn't let him do what he does best, according to Lonnie.
Right.
So now that he's like going to go full Lonnie Johnson.
He's unleashed.
Yeah. Now I feel pretty good about what's going to happen now that he's finally, you know,
basically there's like four or five guys on this whole, like Tytus Howard and Sharping. They count. Under 26 years, under 27 years old.
You don't have a lot of those guys.
You don't.
You just have
rentals.
You
got about five guys.
I don't know who Rivers wants to play because.
Instead of going about it getting middling players that you're paying $3.5 million to, $2-4 million to, which is happening.
I've looked at some of the contracts. A lot of them aren't fully guaranteed. Like, there's going to be guys who don't make the team who they sign.
Well, no, I'm not talking about. No, but guys who do make the team are still going to be making $3.5 million, whatever. $4 million, whatever.
Yeah,
and now he's freed up more money, just now with the re-signing of I forget who I just mentioned. Anyway, you know, he's just moving money around to get more guys in here that really are marginally better than the guys that you just had here. So it's going to be another losing season. There's no question about that. It's going to be another losing
season.
No
question.
I mean,
you're over under really.
So
is 5.5 at best.
But if Lonnie Johnson is sitting there watching Terrence Brooks, you know, is that a good thing? If Blacklock is sitting there watching
Terrence Mitchell.
Terrence Brooks.
They signed Terrence
safety.
Brooks, too.
They got double Terrence.
Yeah, they got two Terrences. Right. Terrence Brooks.
I don't care. Honestly, if they're sitting there, Lonnie Johnson. I don't care. He's been playing. He ain't done anything.
Well, you find out.
Have you not? You've had him for 2 years. He's played 2 years.
Well,
you have to keep
finding young guys
out?
Sometimes they can play better if they get more reps. Yes, that can absolutely
happen.
He's
had reps at corner.
He's
and
a second
safety.
Rounder. You don't give up on him after two
then
years.
Then I think he's going to play.
Well, we'll see.
What? Now he's got competition.
We'll
There's
see.
Nothing wrong with putting competition in that. In that you shouldn't just default to Lonnie Johnson. Earn it. You ain't shown anything. Well, earn your position.
Well.
You don't
again,
think there's something wrong? There's. You think it's okay to earn your position?
No, and, but I think it would be really nice to see. I agree with him. If let's see the young guys, and if they're no good, then get it. Then beat it.
Well, step one, if you're any good at all, you'll win a camp battle. If you lose a camp battle, you're no good anyway. So these middling guys. The first step is winning your camp battle.
Yeah, I don't
Then once you've won your camp battle, let's see what you do.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see if...
If you lose if a camp battle...
If Blacklock can beat out Malik Collins, if he can beat out P.J. Hall, if he can beat out Dunn...
If he can't, you know, then there's a problem.
Well, then, you know what? There's another second rounder. You got Lonnie Johnson, another second rounder that just, you know, you're just sitting there. They're sitting on the bench as opposed to finding out if they can
play.
But
he didn't sit on the bench.
And getting reps.
But he hasn't been sitting on the bench.
Who?
He's been playing, and he's part of the worst secondary.
Well, get back out there.
Maybe this is Hargrave's year, too.
Let's see.
Maybe this is where Hargrave finally turns it on.
Yeah, we'll see.
Spoiler alert, it's not where Hargrave turns it on.
No, the Texans will not get several comp picks after the one-year player is signed with other teams.
Yeah, they could.
The one-year guys, you're going to get comp picks.
They were your team. Yeah, if they leave via free agency, absolutely.
Well, it depends on
what they sign for.
Yes.
Well, what
yes.
matters is how much do they sign for and how much playing time do they have.
Yeah, middling guys, you're not getting third-round picks for them.
But playing time matters, too. If you don't play, all these veterans that you guys don't want to play, they actually could bring you comp picks. It's not going to be a third. I mean,
no.
These players that you have here – who's going to sign for if Shaq Lawson leaves? This is last year, right, Dell, on the contract?
I think there might be 2 years on Shaq.
Yeah,
I think there might be two.
So let's just go with anybody who's a one-year guy. I mean, any of these guys who's a one-year player. What's going to happen is if they leave, here's how it works. They look at playing time, how much playing time they had for you. Oh no! They look at playing time for the team that they get drafted. That's right. So they look at playing time for the team that takes them on because the comp picks are figured out after the season's over. So they'll take how much playing time, how many snaps did you get for that team, and how much did you sign for as a contract. So if they're not even signing for, you know, big money,
no.
then it's not really – you're talking about maybe sixth and seventh round guys at best.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it could still be comp picks. You still could get extra picks.
You got him this year. You can cut him after this year. It's zero dead cap. So, yeah, after this year, you got him.
That won't
be a comp pick because you cut him as opposed to letting him play out his contract. So you got to have him 2 years here. So you're not getting any. I mean, and Shaq Lawson is maybe, I mean, Amelie Collins has a chance to be. And Desmond King have a chance to go, if they play really well, to go and make some money. But
by the way, Shaq Lawson's only 26. Maybe you hope he plays well and you keep him.
Yeah.
You got him for another year, so.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You want some youth, but.
Did Russ Blacklock score a touchdown last year? Because Shaq Lawson did.
On a fumble return for
everybody in Miami's defense scored a touchdown last year
because he's a playmaker.
No. Well, he picked up the ball after another guy got the sack, and then all he had to do was run.
He picked it up. Okay, what did he do?
He picked it up and ran.
He was running around outside, just lollygagging. Made a ball
play.
Came to him.
Oh, but if Honey Badger does it, he's such a playmaker. But when
he's a ball hawk.
When Shaq Lawson does it, he's not a ball hawk. Got it.
Well, he's a defensive end. He's not a ball hawk by trade.
By trade,
no one goes Shaq Lawson ball hawk.
Well,
no,
of course you're going to say that now that he's not with you.
No,
yeah,
I watched him.
You used to call. You used to walk in here with your Shaq Lawson shirt on, your jersey.
Have you ever seen
number 56 or whatever?
He wore 90.
Whatever, same thing.
Have you ever seen Dell in favor of anybody ever?
Have you ever seen me wear a jersey?
Yes.
No, I've never even seen you show allegiance.
I don't even wear Dolphin stuff.
You don't even wear Dolphin stuff. You like to keep it low pro so you can back out and go to your Lakers
it's
or
just
whatever.
Teal is not great. Ooh. That's all.
I got a story I got a story here. Do you have to fight your taxes? Did you fight your house, your property taxes?
I do every year.
Okay.
I whipped their ass last year. This year I got to it.
Really?
Again.
Well, yeah. I got a story for you coming up. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.
That sound good.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we'll get to that tax story in just a minute. But first, let's bring in Mattress Mack. He's got a million bucks. Now, this is putting your money where your mouth is as far as I believe in this team. Mattress Mack went to DraftKings. Was it DraftKings? And hey, Mac, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, John. Lance, great to be on the show.
So you go to DraftKings and you say, I want $1 million on the Cougs at 9-1. I mean, now, we've seen you do this before. We saw you do this with Tampa, but you had that promotion, which is, you know, it's a hedge. So you were, you know, in case you lost that bet and losing all the mattresses, we get that. And then you did it with the Astros as well to hedge that. This isn't a hedge, is it?
Well, it could turn into a hedge. I don't know if we're going to do a promotion or not, but I felt good about the Cougs, you know, the whole time around. And I thought 8-1 was a good price, and I got 9-1. I was surprised. So I went ahead and bet $1 million on the Cougars, and, you know, we're certainly in play right now.
So, you know, you can't – I mean, you do this, but it's not usual that a bookie – that well, a place a bookie will take $1 million bet. Is there some talking you have to do to them, or they're like, yes, sir, we'll take it right now?
Well, you know, I deal with DraftKings, and they've been very good to me on – they want me to fly to Colorado and bet up there online because that's the closest state they have a legal bookmaking place in. So DraftKings has been very good. They took the Tampa Bay bet for $3.2 million or whatever it was. They took this bet. So kudos to DraftKings. They're great people to deal with, and they will take big action. Most places will blink. You try to bet more than $50,000.
Yeah. No. You can't find that. Vegas won't. They just won't do what you're doing. So that's pretty cool. But you, I mean, is this just a whim? Have you, you never bet, again, you were betting against, the, you know, giving away the mattresses in the other instances. Have you ever bet anything this big just on a whim?
Yeah, I bet a lot of times on different football games, $200,000 or $300,000, but not $1 million. So this is a big wager for me. I like the Cougars. I obviously like supporting Houston. And at 9-1, it just seemed like it was too good to pass up. I like to bet overlays on long shots. Do they all come in? Not many of them come in, but the ones that do make up for the rest of them.
Yeah, I guess. So how do you do? I mean, 300,000 of a football game here. Now you got $1 million on the Cougs. How are you doing overall on this?
I'm probably a little loser, but at the same time, we've given out millions of dollars in mattresses when the Astros won. I did one many years ago. I think it was 2015. If the Astros win 62 games, get your money back. That was a huge promotion. The customers won. Obviously, they won in 2017. They won in the Tampa Bay, Kansas City game last month, I mean, February. So we're probably a little behind, but the goodwill is tremendous, and it goes on for years. So it's a not only a gambling play, but more importantly, something that's fun for our customers, makes us relevant. Brick-and-mortar retailers have to be relevant right now. Otherwise, people are going to push the button and buy it from Amazon. So these type of promotions and this type of thing keeps us relevant.
Well, obviously that and what you did during the freeze, having all those people, that was just tremendous. That is great stuff. But I got a question for you. Did you watch Baylor last night? Are you a little worried about your bet?
No, I was walking through the store, cleaning it up, and I checked at halftime they were up, and then when I checked at the end, they were up 3 or 4 points with a minute to go, so I felt like it was over. I don't sweat those games. It's too traumatic for my little mind, so I just kind of stay away and whatever. I can't affect the outcome, so I just take it whatever it is.
That's the best that's way to do it. Just look at what the final score is and not sweat the whole. It's fun to sweat the game to a point, and then at some point, the sweat's no longer fun.
Okay, when you got $1 million on it, that's sweat. That's a sauna. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's not a great sweat. Mag, I'm just curious from a standpoint of when do you think, you know, I know that you keep up with all this, and you obviously speak the language of the gambler. I'm really wondering, I know the NFL at some point is going to have legalized gambling, maybe in stadium, or we'll see how it works, but they're still going to have legalized gambling in this state. When do you think that's going to – do you see that ever happening?
There's a proposal before the legislature this term to legalize gambling, and probably what they'll do is go to a statewide election where the citizens can say we're in favor of sports betting or not. That may happen next year, so I doubt the legislature will do much this year, but maybe get a statewide referendum next year, and if the citizens say yes, then it gives the politicians the go-ahead to go ahead and legalize sports gambling. But Texas is losing a lot of revenue, as we all know, by people going out of the state. I know that some people don't like gambling. I certainly respect that, but I think responsible gambling is okay, although my wife tells me all the time I have a gambling problem.
Okay, responsible gambling, says the guy who just bet $1 million on the Cougs.
Hey, we talk about responsible eating, and yet people go to buffets all the time. Come on.
Ricky,
responsible drinking, and people end up in Ubers having ruining their Uber
and
rating.
That's legal, right? That's legal, right, Matt?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, you only go around, you know, you only go around once. You got to take a swing at it. And I got to tell you that this gambling has opened up a lot of new worlds for me with people of marketing ideas. I had the guys from Churchill Downs call me last week wanting to do marketing with us. So lots of things have opened up because of this. So you never know where it's going to take you. But they've helped me make some good connections. And it's actually helped the business because people want to come out and talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And especially, so what's more exciting, a horse you own winning or winning that Tampa bet?
Well, what's more exciting was when Run Happy won the Breeders' Cup Sprint, because that meant he's going to be a stallion, which it equaled a lot of income over the years, and he's still doing that. But winning the Tampa Bay was great, because not only did it benefit me, more importantly, made lots of customers really happy. So many customers tell me they weren't going to watch the Super Bowl, but they watched it harder than ever before because they were pulling for Tampa Bay. So when the customers win, everybody's winning. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, for the city, Cougs winning? Boy, will that be huge.
Yeah, could we ever use a lift right now? You know, obviously the Rockets and Texans going through some hard times. Astros getting ready to play, and that'll be exciting. But the Cougs are very exciting, and it would be great for the students, for the alumni, for people like me that are just U of H fans. So, kudos to the coach and everybody aligned with the University of Houston. They've done a great job, and now they're in the Final Four. It's one of our employees, Dusty. He's 27 years old. He's been waiting 27 years for this to happen. He was crying on the phone last night. So it's a great event for Houston.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, by the way, you got to call Alex Bregman today. It's his birthday.
Yeah, it is. Alex, my favorite player. So hopefully he's going to have a great year.
You know, you and I share a birthday, Mac, February 11th. But I remember when you used to do, you know, your 50th birthday, 50% off. I don't hear you doing that much anymore.
Well, we did a little 70% off this year. The problem is going to be when it's 100% off. So hopefully I can make it that long.
Hopefully.
Off the sale.
Hopefully. That's Mattress Mac. $1 million. He's putting his money where his mouth is on them Cougs. 9-1 odds. I hope, Mac, we're rooting for you, man. That's going to be some kind of – that'll be fun. You win that $9 million, I'll tell you that.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Lance. Go Cougs, and we'll see what happens Saturday night. But the entire city of Houston is rooting for the Cougs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Appreciate it. There's Mattress Mac right here on ESPN 97.5. All right, did you see this story? So apparently there is a woman who is preparing taxes, and she she was none too pleased with one of her clients, and apparently tax preparer, she brandished a gun at her customers who complained about the filings. Doesn't your father-in-law used to do this, right?
Yeah.
He used to do taxes, people's taxes. Yeah. Did he ever pull a gun on anybody?
No, I've never.
Remember that?
No, never heard that. It's never happened.
Well, it's never happened.
Never happened with him.
Apparently
it's happened with someone else.
Apparently she is facing assault and robbery charges. She brandished a gun at a disgruntled customer.
Robbery charges.
And stole the cell phone of another filming the altercation.
Now, that's one that's called Don't Start None, Won't Be None.
No.
I'm waiting for all these people who try to film everything. At some point,
yeah.
The filmer is going to start getting in some trouble.
Now,
I realize the cloud.
Give me that phone. Give me that phone. Yeah. Right. Yeah, here.
How quick does that video end?
46-year-old Latunia Wright arrested and charged with two felonies after Harris County. This is here in Houston.
Ooh, HC.
Yeah. And Harris County deputies responded to a disturbance at MZ Biz Tax Services. She struck the victim with a firearm that she brandished during the altercation.
She pistol whipped him, too? Latunia's not having your complaining about the tax filing.
No, she ain't having none
so
of it.
So she pulled a tool.
I did
she
this.
She pistol whipped somebody, took a phone.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. She threatened a man with imminent bodily injury by displaying a firearm and also injured a woman and exhibited a firearm was stealing her property.
I will shoot your ass as imminent bodily injury.
She told the station she started recording after the woman who taped it. She told Channel 13 that she told the station that she started recording after Wright allegedly pulled a gun on the customer who was complaining about the tax return she filed for him. You got to be really under in some intense pressure as of tax. I mean, I use Chris Lida, who used to be down here.
He's never pulled
a gun on me.
Yeah, I've never had a gun pulled on me about taxes.
No. Del?
I don't really argue about it.
Are you going after your taxes where you would piss your tax person preparer off enough where they'll pull a gun on you?
Well, I have so little to deal with that unless the automated TurboTax program's going to pull a gun on me, I think I'll be okay.
A TurboTax?
You just pay a fee. They'll do it. It costs me like 40-something bucks, and I'm done.
40 bucks?
Yeah.
And you're pissed off about that, too, because...
Well, they take it directly out of your return if you have one. It's fine. I just don't think I'm going to have to worry about the gun getting pulled on me.
Yeah. Well, hey, make it 30 or up. What?
No. TurboTax would be the one pulling the gun, right? In this instance?
Yeah, right. But they're charging you 40. You tell Turbo, you start pounding your laptop.
Well,
hey, Turbo, I want make it 30. Make it 30. No.
I don't think that's how technology works. I think I'm just going to beat up my laptop.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, maybe you go into the offices, you brandish a weapon.
I've been to one tax place when I first did my taxes because I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. And no, I did not brandish a weapon. I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to take a couple hours. Then I'm out. I feel like Latunia's had a rough go of it.
I feel like she's under a lot of pressure.
Apparently.
Maybe this was the last person complaining about my tax return preparation.
Maybe she's also not very good because multiple people have complained.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
maybe she needs to be in jail.
What's her name,
Latunia?
Latunia, maybe you should be in just a different field. If everyone's complaining about your taxes,
yeah,
everyone, that you're this mad that you have to pull a piece?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's Harris County. I thought you were talking about, you said you got a story about homeowners.
No, that's I thought it was one? Homeowners. It was oh, tax. Okay. It was a tax preparer. Yeah, no. I just got mine. I got to go fight my taxes.
Me too. They came with this super high number. Like, what?
I just bought, listen.
What are you talking about? I just got this lowered last year, and y'all coming with this nonsense?
We just bought our house in October,
Come on.
It's like way more than we paid for it. I'm like, no. This is what it's worth because we just paid this. Have you lost your mind?
And they're like, y'all got a great deal.
Yeah. No, they said maybe they peeked in the window and saw Wendy's gold stuff in there.
Hey, this doesn't count towards this. What if they came with you? Have you thought about maybe flipping it? Making a profit. It's worth more, John.
No,
I would sell it right now if I were
you. It's worth what I paid for.
She'll say, I would make it.
Five months ago.
It's not. You need to flip that.
A-holes. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Harris County. I said it. H-CAD. I said it. A-holes. Time for me to talk right now about some people that aren't a-holes. How about, I got a text from Patrick Chastain last night. He said, I don't care if you talk about the Cougs in every one of my spots. Because how about that? How about our Cougs? Patrick Chastain and Joe Chastain are huge Cougs supporters. You Cougs out there, I'm telling you, these people, they put their money where their mouth is. They support all the programs. They support Kelvin. They support Dana. They support all of U of H. They're U of H alum, and they love the University of Houston. If you're a Coug out there, listen, even if you're not, if you're an Aggie or a Longhorn or whatever, you know, take care of the city. This is locally owned and operated. These people are the best. They're the nicest people. Here's the deal is they're not going to – here's the main thing. It's Ford Truck Month. You got all kinds of unbelievable deals. Those of you that are out there commercial, or if you're looking for that F-150, which is the 2021 is just the nicest truck I've ever been. But if you're looking for a dealership that says we will not add anything on, whatever deal we come up with, that's the deal that we're going to go with. That's what they do every single time at Chastang Ford. You're looking for the best deal in the city of Houston on that Ford car or truck right now. Go to ChastangFord.com or you can get to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That is not Jimbo Fisher, it was Mattress Mac. That is Mattress Mac. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. On ESPN, Dell is Team 1040 EZ. That's you, 1040 EZ.
I used to fill out that form, but not anymore. Hey, just input the, like I've been doing the TurboTax thing for years. They have all the numbers. Just, oh, are you still working here? Yes, yeah. Thankfully for now.
Yep.
And okay,
they'll never bother you either as long as you're always consistent, always doing the same.
Yeah, and they know that. Oh, we know you were making this. I don't have to type in numbers anymore.
You know.
They just know.
They put it right in there?
Yeah. I go, doo, doo, doo. Okay, we know how much you made.
What about your big raises every year?
What?
So, got a buddy at Millionaire. Saturday morning passengers list includes Hogerson, Granada, Couture, and Fertitta. They asked for an on-flight meal of fajitas from the best Mexican restaurant in town, Damaris. Tillman ain't getting fajitas from Damaris, okay? Art, okay? 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. All right. It looked like Odorizzi looked good yesterday.
Yeah, that was good. Finally, you have an idea of what your pitching staff, I think, is really going to look like, which is Odorizzi is going to be your ace.
No.
No, I'm kidding. We all know it's your ace is your number one. Honestly, do you have any doubt now that Lance McCullers is number two?
Well, Javier is going to be the number two starter, it looks like.
Is that what it looks like? Yeah. Even though Lance McCullers just got 17 mil?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine. I don't care.
No, I don't. Another. But I think that's the way he just played it out from the beginning. It's this is how we're going to go about it, mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
I guess after the soft tosser, you want the hard thrower in Javier the next day.
Well.
And then you split. Yeah, you split.
I mean, Javier's got. But Javier also is a. Javier's not really just a fastball guy. I mean, he moves the ball around the plate.
No, I know, but he's much different than Greinke.
No, he's not much different than McCullers, though.
No, I mean, but McCullers, you're going to see a lot of.
Nobody's like Greinke.
No, you're going to see, and you'll see a lot of. What are they?
Anybody was going to look like blazing fastball after
a lot of big curves with McCullers. So maybe that's why. I mean, he's got his reason, obviously. McCullers is probably McCullers is your number two guy. But I think he's going to be the third starter. It looks like the rotation is going to go Greinke, Javier, McCullers, Urquidy, and then probably Luis Garcia. Probably. We'll see. Because Odorizzi's not going to be there to start. But he will be there soon. Mm-hmm. He looked pretty damn good yesterday, so that's a good sign.
So why isn't he going to be there at the start then?
Because he missed some starts in spring.
So this is just about getting right?
Yeah.
That's all.
Getting ready. He's throwing... I guess he's going to stay there and he's going to throw simulated, and then he's going to come.
That's, I haven't seen anything new on
maybe a start. He'll miss a start, maybe two. I think whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I've not seen anything new on Fromber.
No, the talk was they could possibly have to put him on the 60-day.
That's my guess. Is that will happen?
Yeah, because they've got to make, and it's retroactive. They got to make room for somebody.
Well, if it's retroactive, that would be very fortunate for the Astros if that's what we're talking about, because he'll miss probably a month, or it could be more than that.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
6 weeks.
Right. Whatever the case may be, they might have to do that with him. Luis Garcia, there's an argument for him being the fifth starter. We'll see. No news, although I did get news that Carlos. And there it would be what I got was it would be surprising if the deal isn't done by Thursday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No terms?
No, but right. But
your number is 22 and a half. How many years?
My number is 22 and a half. Yeah. And maybe Carlos will go for fewer because of 22. I don't know why, but 22 and a half. Good Lord. These, you know what's crazy is, and I know it's all about that guy makes more and I get the, and I should be slotted in here and all that stuff and all of that stuff. 22 and a half for 6 years is your grandkids can't spend. You can't spend. They can't spend all that money. I mean, it's life changing money.
I'm going to say 175. Mine's substantially higher than. I'm going to say 175 is the number, 7 at 25. It's somewhere between the 8 he wants and a 6
you may
the
be
Astros
right.
want.
You may be right. I mean, I but from knowing what I've seen from the Astros, that was 6-1. I know it was 6-120.
Which was insulting.
Which was not insulting. He didn't say it was insulting. He said that's not good enough. But maybe you meet him in the middle because he wanted 25. You meet him in the middle at 22 and a half. Right? It's not in, oh,
not six, not in 6 years.
6 years, 120 for Carlos Correa is not insulting in the least.
If you meet him in the middle, it's seven years.
Right. Be 7 years at 22 and a half. You like 7 years at 25.
I could see 7 at 24.
Whatever. I don't care. I'd like to see Carlos here, but you know what?
It ain't my money. I don't care.
It ain't my money either.
But $168 million, I mean,
but you're really gonna,
you do have to make it 170.
You're now all of a sudden number. With that deal that you just gave McCullers, now this deal that you're giving him, you're really, really starting to, you're spending all that Greinke and Verlander money.
Yeah, that's
you're
okay.
You're using it up.
That's okay. You're using it on young core players, though.
Yeah.
You're not using it on 34-year-olds.
No, but you're also, well, I sure would like a top-of-the-rotation guy, wouldn't you?
Yes, but Fromber might be that. I think we've seen enough of Lance McCullers to know that he's not going to be, he's got a chance to be a two. I think you feel safe with saying he's got the stuff to be a three. If he doesn't get hurt, if Lance is pitching all the time, Lance could definitely be a number three. I think he has number one stuff on plenty of occasions, but just not consistently enough. So I think there's a chance Lance could be a number two. I feel safe saying Lance is a number three. When Greinke's gone, I've got no problem. I think Lance McCullers is definitely a much better pitcher than Greinke. If you had to throw them 20 times and you knew there were no injuries or whatever, I think McCullers has a chance to outpitch Greinke in a 20-game heads-up matchup if it was just hypothetical. With that saying, you also know Greinke is more steady. You may not get a ton of innings or whatever, but you know what to expect with Greinke. You don't know what to expect all the time with Lance McCullers. And I'd like to get to that point with him. And we're in, like, what, 6 year of Lance McCullers ball? So, man, that's been a while. But they're paying him for what his ability is. I do think Fromber has a chance to be top of the rotation guy. I don't know about Javier. He looked good. He looked good last year.
Yeah. Well,
Odorizzi's obviously
boy,
not.
Boy, I tell you what, if he can bring that every
Forrest Whitley?
Forrest Whitley is
top of the rotation.
He's solid. You know that he's the future of the organization. I mean, everything that we've seen so far from Forrest Whitley, but I mean, it all points to
good stuff. Yeah.
Him being the man going forward.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros were rated the sixth best lineup in baseball. I'm telling you what, I think I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna go higher. They're going to finish, by all metrics, a top four offense this year. Man, let's face it. Yuli's got a hit. Yuli in the seven hole is, if Alvarez is fifth or sixth, Correa's fourth, fifth, or sixth, mm-hmm. Tucker's fourth, fifth, or sixth, Bregman, Brantley, Altuve at the top. There is no reason this offense can't be fantastic again this year. By the way, there's another Athletic did a story that came out yesterday that a professor has proven that the scandal, the cheating, the trash can banging, didn't help the Astros, but it hurt them offensively.
Oh yeah, that's a plant story, obviously.
No one cares.
No one cares about stories like that. Give me the stories about
it's in the
Astros.
Athletic.
Did the Astros do anything to people? Did they? I don't care. It doesn't matter if it's in the Athletic. That's not what people want to hear.
Yeah. No,
did it get any publicity? What, did it have three likes?
It had the
Did it get ratioed?
It's the
Athletic.
The Astros, no one is going to criticize them ever again. All right?
No one cares about that as long as Jimmy Fallon's out there stealing cultures. No one's going to care what the Athletic says about
the Astros. Athletic says it, then it's you can't argue it.
Nope.
You can't refute it.
I'm not listening to anything Astros. Not listening to anything that says the Astros didn't cheat their way into everything.
You agree with this big board? Trevor Lawrence, Kyle Pitts, Devontae Smith, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle.
I mean, if they, they're basically.
Is that your order that you have?
That's 100% my top four.
Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Penei Sewell, Rashawn Slater, and
that's my
Elijah
top four,
Vera
and I got
Tucker.
Slater five.
You got Slater five?
Yeah, Slater's my, not Slater, I'm sorry, Sertan is my fifth.
Oh, you have.
That's the same five that I have. Kyle Pitts, everyone's just starting to slide Kyle Pitts number two now. Daniel Jeremiah did. Dane Brugler did. I've been on Pitts to two. Guys aren't 6'6".
You've been having Pitts.
I've been had Kyle Pitts at two. Welcome to the party, boys. Mm. Welcome to the – thanks for copying.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for copying.
Boy, they just read Lynn's no problem. Line and
next
then go
time
from
I'll
there.
Make sure my stuff gets out earlier so you don't have to make such late movements on that. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah. See that?
Right.
Suck on that,
all right,
Mel.
Todd.
What?
I think that was
Todd.
Mel.
Is that Todd's?
I think it was Mel.
All right, Mel.
Yeah, that was Mel's big boy.
Yeah. Mel's learning now.
You're welcome.
Just let me read Lance and I'll put out my.
Let machine learn. Just let him do it.
You know what he told ESPN? I can't put out my big board yet. Got to see.
But
you
Lance has.
Well, he didn't want to say wait till Lance, but that's exactly what he did. Okay.
You get royalties every time he puts out a big board now?
All of them at ESPN. Matt Miller, Todd McShay. Mel, I get along with Matt Miller fine. I get along with.
Not Todd McShay.
Mel Kiper. I don't talk to him. I talk to Matt Miller. I don't really talk to Todd. Todd's too bougie.
You think he's got a bit
of an
attitude?
I talk to Todd whenever I see him.
And he pretends like he doesn't know you?
Bougie. Yeah. One time he goes, oh, hey, man. He saw me at the combine. All of a sudden, he saw a direct message I sent like 8 months earlier. Oh, hey, man, just seeing this. Just
seeing
it. Just sending back that direct message because you know you're seeing me at the combine. We'll start.
Todd out here.
We'll start, Todd. Don't act like you're brand new, Todd.
Lying biz notch.
Bougie ass.
Why Todd treat you like that? It's a little
disrespectful. I don't know why Todd tries to act
put some respect on Lance.
Putting respect
and
on
all of
my
a sudden
name.
He sees you and then it's a different story?
Yeah, oh, all look, of a sudden Todd sees my direct messages when we see each other in person.
Do you think Todd?
Hey, Lance.
Todd don't want that smoke is what you're saying?
I said, hey Todd.
Oh, that's his name's like Todd.
That. Hey, Todd.
His name is Todd.
Oh, we know a Todd.
We do? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But he ain't an Aggie like Todd. That's a good egg. Right
what
there.
Do you think Christian Javier, how fast do you think his average velocity was last year?
Christian Javier?
Yeah.
Average velocity? I don't know, because right he throws a lot of off-speed stuff. What do you mean average
well,
velocity?
He throws, what percentage is fast? It's fastball slider. Yeah. So what percentage is his fastball? His fastball slider is 90% of his pitches, fastball slider. Where do you think he throws his fastball at? His
92?
Average velocity.
92?
Very good. Yeah. 92.3. He throws a 63% of the time. Okay. So it works a lot off his fastball. Yeah. Slider is 23%.
Well, that looks a lot different than Greinke's 86%.
I'm going to try to pull up Greinke's numbers, but I'm wondering if I had to put an over-under on Zach Greinke's fastball,
I
would say
Greinke is 88.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I would think 88
all right.
as well.
You know what? We're blasting through March and the madness still continues. That's right. How about it? Now your brackets are busted, but you can still bet on the games. You can still make money. You want to make money? I know how you can make money. Go to MyBookie. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You can just secure a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET975 to claim your first deposit. It's not okay. You got the Masters coming up. You've got NHL. You've got baseball coming up. It's unbelievable how good this is. This is a great time. All you got to do is bet. You win, you get paid. NBA. NHL, college hoops, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, you've got live in-game betting. Choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into a payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.